Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. Let me begin by offering our sincere appreciation to the United Nations Secretary General and the Government of Switzerland for organizing this important conference. I am confident that our deliberations today will help refine our response to preventing violent extremism at the global, regional, and national levels. Ahead of the review of the Global Counterterrorism Strategy due in June this year, the Secretary General's Plan of Action to Prevent Violent Extremism provides a sound basis for devising effective national and regional measures. We are meeting today in the wake of the tragic terrorist attacks that shook Brussels and all of us only 2 weeks ago, preceded by similar incidents in Lahore, Paris, Istanbul, Jakarta, Mogadishu, Dikwa, Maiduguri, San Bernardino, and many other cities. We are confronted with a faceless enemy, with no face or creed, which lurks in the shadows of fear and frustration, breeds on despair and disillusionment, and is fed by foreign occupation, poverty, and extremism. Extremism generates violence, and violence turns into terrorism. It's a manifestation of growing anger, hatred, and sense of helplessness against continuing wars, injustice, oppression, and the denial of fundamental freedom and rights, particularly those of Palestinians. The Secretary General's report recognized that the security-based counterterrorism measures have not been sufficient to prevent the spread of violent extremism. Hence, we welcome the emphasis on balanced implementation across all four pillars of the Global Counterterrorism Strategy, especially its pillars 1 and 4, regarding tackling conditions conducive to terrorism and ensuring respect for human rights for all and the rule of law. Combating international terrorism and preventing violent extremism is another very critical area where we can succeed only through enhancing cooperation among all the stakeholders. The OIC has consistently been at the forefront in the fight against extremism, radicalization, and international terrorism. Cooperation in combating terrorism is among the key objectives and principles of the OIC Charter. It was among the first to formulate a clear and principled position and adopt a code of conduct and the International Convention on Combating International Terrorism in 1994 and 1999, respectively. The OIC 10-year program of action also provided for joint Islamic action and called for an international consensus in addressing this dangerous phenomenon. At this stage, I shall refer to the key priorities areas identified for action in the Secretary General's Plan of Action. I state with great satisfaction that the OIC is meaningfully engaged in all of these priority areas. Some of our concrete projects in these 7 areas include activation of the OIC conflict resolution mechanism, establishment of independent permanent human rights commission, OIC messaging center to counter the extremist narrative of hate and despair, and the series of initiatives for women, youth, humanitarian relief, OIC ombudsman forum, and others. We shall be happy to work with the United Nations and all other organizations to play an important role in promoting global partnership and intensive global engagement, bringing together all stakeholders for the success of our collective journey. Let me add that the OIC member states are among the countries most affected by terrorism, where Muslims are suffering from the scourge of terrorist groups and Islamophobic policies and discourse. OIC is not a religious organization. It's mandated to coordinate, streamline the collective voice of the Muslim world. Its job is not to preach, but to communicate. We cannot ignore the fact that religion has been drawn into the agenda of international relations by the extremist elements. The international community should be watchful of the potential and machinations of external actors penetrating terrorists and extremist groups for the purposes of their own political agendas. I shall conclude by offering OIC's effective partnership to the UN and all other organizations in promoting peace and the world of hope, dignity, and justice. I thank you.